I mean, he's been a great quarterback even since his days with San Francisco. So, you know, a guy that you've always I've always had a lot of respect for and look forward to playing.
They typically take care of the ball. So are you more prone to try to cause a turnover, or you kind of understand that they because they protect it, you kind of just hold your line, so to speak?
I really don't think you have control of just taking the ball away when you want to like that, but you got to go out there and seize your opportunities. And when that ball is loose, you got to take a punch at it and try to make those turnovers.
What's kind of the message?
It's a lot of attention today. Goodness gracious, you guys can't find anybody else?
But when there might be some distractions going on outside of the locker room, just to keep focus on the task at hand.
You know, you really can't look at distractions this time of year. You really got to put your head down and focus on your goal. And like I said earlier, we've been fighting all year to get to this point. I've been here since week three and felt the grind and the culture with this team and know that this is what you fight for. And just happy. Yeah.
Is there concern in this locker room for Chandler Jones emotionally or physically getting ready for Saturday's game?
I had said earlier to a couple people that I had no comment.
How about a distraction Powerball? Are you playing Powerball? The other members of the team?
I'm not much of a gambler, but I tell you what, I'm going to buy a ticket today.
Expect Gronk to be out there at practice tonight?
Ooh, I don't have injury report.
We didn't see him yesterday. Did he show up after we left?
Oh, I couldn't say.
Okay.
Hey, Keem, have you guys been told not to comment on Chandler, or is that just your
personal opinion? You know, I don't comment on anybody else's business but my own.
How would you describe why the Chiefs' ground game has had so much success, even without Charles in there?
A great running team, a great team philosophy, West Coast offense. You know, I just feel like there's 32 teams in the NFL, and I feel like everybody can run the ball if you give them the opportunity to. So as a defense, you just got to go out there and do your best to slow that down.
So what's unique about their running game, though? Like, why is their philosophy so successful?
Oh, gosh, I guess a number of reasons. Number one, you gotta keep your eye out for Alex Smith, right? He has a good number of yards on the year. So, you know, it's multifaceted, and there's a number of things they can do. So.
Is that a team where you're maybe more than others? Not that you don't want to stop and run in other games, but if you allow them to be balanced, that kind of allows their entire offense to be, to click?
I feel like I get this question often. And just like you said, you want to stop every team from running the ball, right? Your best opportunity at stopping the run is stopping it early, and that's what we try to do.
Yeah. Of course, but as you move into the playoffs and the slate gets wiped clean, how much does a veteran leadership and guys that have been there before help in the soccer?
You know, you see guys during this playoff time, you see veterans that do really well and making big impact for their team. And then you see some veterans that make a mistake or two and really don't help the team as much as they should. I think that you should approach each game as if you're just coming in and you're doing your best for that day. So.
In this locker room specifically, have you seen anybody step up?
I got to say that everybody as a whole, everybody's stepping up. The week of preparation has gone by a lot smoother than past weeks. And I just feel like everybody's taking that step forward and trying to put their best foot forward. So.